Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
The start of a brand new week. How's that weekend of yours? This is one of the least cryptic weekending emojis we've ever had. It's just going to get us underway from JK. And it was like, Dave, I did A. Then there was a swimming emoji, a cycling emoji and a running emoji.
Right, okay.
So either it's a really complex commute or it's a first ever triathlon. Nice. So well done to JK. There are plenty of these to get into and we will do just that. Keep them coming to 8, 12, 15. But first, well, I'm shook. Matt Dyson, you've got big celebrity news.
Well, I bumped into someone in reception who couldn't get into the building this morning. Do you want to have a guess at who it might be? Shall I give you a top line as to who they
were? Well, I know who it is because we've just been discussing during the last song.
Get into the building.
Yes.
He couldn't. Ronan's been fired, is that it?
No. He is a British fashion consultant, author, television presenter, actor, DJ and chef. Any ideas?
That's too many.
It's a lot of strings to his bow.
Yeah. Been in a lot of plates.
He was born in Leicester.
No, that's not.
He presented a TV show called How to Look Good Naked.
Is that Gokwan?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
There it is, yes.
Now, of course, when Matt saw Gok struggling to get into the building and he went over to help him, he was helping him not just as a person who also is in this building, another broadcaster. He was helping him as a friend, because you and Gok go way back.
Former colleague, you could say.
Yeah.
He made you look good naked.
And trust me, Matt does look good naked.
You know it, man. No,
what?
It's just a little thing. We worked together back in, I think it was 2004, the Spectacle Wearer of the Year Awards. Maybe it was actually 2014, actually, thinking about it. Yeah, Spectacle Wearer of the Year Awards. I was a judge. He was the host.
24 or 2014? There's a
Decade, give or take. How busy are you outside of these four walls? I mean, I know we've all got other gigs going on, but blimey, the great thing is neither of us can remember it, so I don't blame you. Well, you won't when your glasses, who's going to recognise you? Anyway, that's great that Matt knows Gok Kwan, who knew. So what a great piece of news to get at 6:37. For the rest of you, the weekend in emojis, do keep them coming.
8:12:15, there's more on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wickes.
Where you can shop the latest spring savers. A selection of their best deals right now with offers on bark chippings, water butts and more. Shop now at wickes.co.uk.
The house. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
I've got the train emoji, the big red X emoji, the big black question mark emoji, then the slightly confused dark-haired young man going, huh? That's my weekend. Because despite spending my entire adult life travelling up and down and around the UK and mainly by train, yesterday, for the first time ever, I was forced to use a rail replacement service.
Oh.
That's right. Oh, your that's most beloved bleakest. Breakfast show host was on a coach.
On a coach, quite a long way as well. Was it
was from Cambridge to Royston.
Oh, dear.
I had to drive to Cambridge on Saturday because I wanted to avoid the exact same issue.
Really? Right, okay. Wow. Well, I didn't know about the issue.
Why does everyone go to Cambridge?
I went to Cambridge to see Cambridge United versus Charlton Athletic.
Of course.
I went to see Charlton Athletic versus Cambridge United.
Yeah, that's right. It makes sense now. Yeah.
It's a meet cute if ever I've seen one. My thing is, I mean, that's fine. It happens.
Was it one all in the end? It was awful. Was it? Yeah.
Honestly, it was so awful. And look, no disrespect to Cambridge United. Their fans were great. It was really nice to be there. And obviously, my love of Charlton lasts forever. But watching that game of football has made me fall out of love.
Really?
Wow. With football.
Oh, no.
It was that
what
poor.
A glowing review
it
of
was
League
that,
One.
Oh, my goodness. It was so, so poor.
Wow.
Anyway, so to compound my misery, I buy my train ticket on the app and it says there's one change, right? And I think, okay, because all the other options have got two changes. I think it's Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit squiffy. I've been at the football. It's been really depressing there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have one change. So I get to Cambridge train station and they say, you've got to get on the coach, Davey B.
Yeah.
Sip it like Davey do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, and then I've got the one change. They're like, no, this is your one change. So they advertise a change is changing train, not changing mode of transport.
Yeah.
You don't get a connecting flight and that leg legs on a hot air balloon, do you? You know what I mean? It's like, I expect to be on a train at least for the change. I don't mind going across the little bridge and back down, waiting around for 5 minutes. I've done that before, but don't call this a change, because now I'm on a coach in Royston.
You don't do coaches, do you? Come on,
I don't think I should have to do coaches. Thank you for bringing that up, Matt.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Time for the social ammunition with Matt Dyson. Matt, there's a whole weekend's worth of stuff that's gone viral.
Yes.
What do you got for us?
Well, you were talking about League One football earlier and how exciting it is at the moment. And so Portsmouth nearly got promoted at the weekend.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they drew with Bolton, so they didn't go up. But one fan of Portsmouth did a sort of marked the occasion in a very strange way that went viral over the weekend. shared by a guy called George Windsor, who said, "Who fancies a shot of champions juice?" It was his granddad found some milk from 2008 and he saved it as it went off on the day that Pompey won the FA Cup on the 17th of May in 2008 when they beat Cardiff in the final at Wembley all those years ago. And for some reason, the granddad decided to mark the occasion by freezing a massive, one of those mid-sized bottles of milk, 4 litres bottles of milk, I think. He had it frozen for 16 years, but he defrosted it on Saturday to mark the occasion. We have no word on whether he drank the milk.
The colour of the milk is all you need to know. It's gone that horrible custardy colour.
Yeah, yeah. It looks
the fact it's orange and it's in one of those milk cans means it looks like Sunny D.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It looks like a sort of lollipop. Almost.
You should not be able to bring that into a football ground.
It's grim. But why would you sell? Oh, we've won the FA Cup. Quick, let's go home and freeze some milk.
Yeah.
If it was the Milk Cup final, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say, fair enough. Yeah. That might make a bit more sense. But still, I don't know why you're freezing any form of liquid.
I wonder if he was hoping to bring back the milk challenge from like 2016 or whatever it was.
Yeah. You just gotta open it and pour it over
on the centre spot.
Hey, let's hope he does that if and when Portsmouth get promoted.
Yeah, they'll get promoted.
Hopefully, yeah. And another instalment in things around the house that sound like singers. Last week we had a vacuum cleaner that sounded
warm to it because of this.
Like Damon Albarn. Yeah, let's just read this.
Good.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
We have a door that sounds like Britney Spears. This is British from Olaf Falafel, the comedian.
Oh, I love Olaf Falafel.
He says, "I have a toxic relationship with my cellar door. As you'll hear, it sounds like Britney Spears." Just that little moan. It's just there.
A little bit of vocal frying, very nice.
Amazing stuff. I'll share the video so you can have a look at it. Enjoy it yourself. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
As we embark on a brand new week, we have more opportunities for you to match 5 little words with a member of the Breakfast Show team and therefore become a 5 words, 5 grand champion and have £5,000 deposited into your bank account. And hoping to join the rank of champions on line one is Mark. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Mark, welcome along to the show. Mark likes the main station. On Friday, he matched 4 out of 5 words with Matt Dyson, and he builds attachments for farming vehicles. So, Mark, my first question to you is, would you like to be paired with Matt on the random player generator?
Yes.
Okay,
let's give it a spin, see if you're getting Matty D. Generator. Scatty Matty, the Scat Man. The Heartbreaker.
Matt Dyson.
It is Matt Dyson. And he's gone.
Hello?
Okay. Mark, I am going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or, of course, the word you think Matt Dyson is most likely to give. Because if Matt says the same thing that you say, well, you can have £5,000. Are you ready to play?
I am, yes.
Okay. Your first word this morning is West. W-E-S-T, West.
South.
Run. R-U-N. Run.
Away.
Nice.
Fruit.
Salad.
Music.
Sound.
And finally, Mark, the word is fun. F-U-N. Fun.
Fair.
Yes.
Fair. Okay, Mark, we have your five words. Please be patient. Wait there on the line. Scatty Matty is in play next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Scatty Matty. He's back in the studio.
I'm back.
And he's ready to play.
And
Mark,
I've just dribbled some coffee on my jumper, which that bodes well.
Have you?
Yeah. My lid wasn't quite on properly. It dribbled down my
So you're
front.
Blaming old Swiss for that, aren't you?
No, not at all.
I don't know why you're pushing it down. It's a screw top.
Oh, it's screw, is
That's
it?
That's why it's not working.
Wow, there we go. Goodness me.
I'm not sure Gokwan would be very impressed.
No, right now. And if you're just joining us, I'm not giving you any context. Comment from Anagiri.
Yeah, why'd you bring him up?
That's so random. Even when Matt is drinking coffee, he's totally scatty, isn't he? Pressing down a screw top.
I know.
Unbelievable.
Dinsy Dyson.
Mark, are you ready to play?
I am, yes.
Great. Okay, cool. Mark, very much with the tone of stop messing about. Ooh, let's try and win me £5,000 and who can blame him? So the first word this morning was west.
East.
Yeah. That is right, I think. But Mark went with south.
Oh.
Another point on the compass, but I suppose you would go west, east, I suppose.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark, you have not won the money today. But let's see if you can get to the lofty heights of a 4 out of 5. With word two being run.
Walk.
Away.
Oh. Runaway was a great answer.
Runaway is nice.
Really nice. Fruit.
Salad.
Correct.
Yes.
That's one.
Phew.
Music. Ooh. Which is a really difficult word.
Yes.
You know,
really?
It's a tough one.
Music teacher.
Music sound.
Music sound.
And finally, we've clearly had enough of this already. Fun.
Oh, dear.
Fun.
Fun-sized.
Again, he can still surprise me. Yeah. He can still surprise me.
Fun talk.
Fun fair.
Oh, that's much better, yeah. Oh.
So, as we say, unfortunately, Mark, you haven't won the money, but thank you so much for tuning in on the main station. Have a great day ahead.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.
Cheers, Mark. Bye now. This, of course, means with it being 1 out of 5, we will be playing again tomorrow morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
I hate the idea of you guys out there walking around, living your busy lives, going about your day-to-day stuff, and deep down, somewhere in the shadows of your mind, is just asking yourself the question, is it weird that I do this or do that? Why not ask the nation? At 8, 12, 15. Complete the sentence, is it weird that I... And then at least you'll have an answer.
Yeah, then you'll know for sure.
And the weight will be lifted from your shoulders and you'll go, yes, I am weird! And I am proud. And joining us right now on line one, we have Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Sean, welcome along to the show. Sean works within the NHS and he's about to complete the sentence, is it weird that I... Sean, the floor is yours.
Is it weird that I, whenever I see a Warburton's bread lorry, I have to say the name backwards so it's not Rub Raw?
Yes! See? Sean's been carrying that around with him his entire life. And now he feels better about himself.
Oh, I certainly do, Dave.
Okay, so you see the Warburton's bread lorry. They're the ones that are kind of in the loaf shape, aren't they?
I like that they look
like that. So you see one and you have to say Warburton's backwards. And you have to say it out loud.
Yeah, snot rub raw.
Snot rub raw.
I don't know whether to say stop that, it's a family show. I have no idea what to say. So, yes, Warburton's backwards is snot rub raw.
Snot rub raw. I like it. I think I might adopt it going forward, Sean,
like
if that's
it?
Okay.
No, I think, sorry, Matt, it's patented. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. All right, weirdo.
Copyright. That is not in the spirit of this piece.
Sorry, Dave, I apologise.
No, not you, Matt. You're fine, Sean. You've come on here and said it's not rub raw twice.
I love it.
So, I mean, when did you start doing this, Sean?
I think it was a few years ago. My wife and I, we were doing a lot of travelling up and down the A1. And originally it was a village called Coddington, which we used to change to Haddockington, Placington, etc.
Right.
And then ran out of fish names, and the next thing I saw a Warburton's lorry, and that was it.
Jeremy Flew.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history,
what,
Dave.
What's your partner's
amazing
name?
Melanie.
Melanie, so does Melanie say snot rub raw with you? Or?
No, she just thinks, she just thinks I'm weird.
We all do, Sean, to be fair.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed for coming on the show and completing the sentence, is it weird that I...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Is it weird that I lay in the bath first and then fill it up with water?
Never heard that one before.
No.
From John.
It's like being in an Indiana Jones trap. Yeah. Are the rooms filling up?
Let's flip this over. Yeah. Yeah, that is weird, John. It is weird.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, really running cold. Your arm in and out of the bath is one of the great pleasures, isn't it? Pre-bath.
Yeah, yeah.
That one arm thing. Is it weird that I let my cat lick my legs and wait till she finishes before I can dry myself off once out of the shower?
Oh, come on.
You'd have to get back in the shower.
You'd have to, wouldn't you? Yeah. Little rough tongues all over your legs.
So rough. Sandpaper.
Is it weird that I test to see if the iron is too hot by holding it close to my cheek? I think it's just irresponsible.
Ill-advised. It's a crazy idea.
Yeah, that's from Daryl. Is it weird that I butter both sides of my toast?
Ooh.
From Estelle in Redditch.
Whoa, I mean, it's messy.
I've never thought about that.
I mean, I'm all in favour of the butter consumption levels, but to hold it, you're going to get really messy hands. I'd have to wear marigolds and then...
I mean, if you drop it on the floor, it's a no-win situation.
Yeah, it is.
Absolute no-win.
Please be butter side up. Oh, no. I'm Estelle, of course. Oh, no. Right, okay, here we go. If you are eating your breakfast right now, I suggest you put down the cutlery. Because this comes from Steve in Windermere, and he says, is it weird that when I cut my big toenail, I have to put it in my mouth and push it through the gap in my front teeth?
Oh, my God.
There's more.
We live in hell.
And we're going to be going even further.
Keep going.
I keep it in my mouth till it's soft. Then I feed it to my dog, Jasper.
Ew.
And that's from Stephen Windermere.
What? I don't think you should be allowed in any buildings.
The worst thing is, it's when it occurs to you that Steve is a fan of this show.
Something about the show clicked with him.
Something in some of the things we say, the music that we play, is really up Steve in Windermere's street. And as he's rolling his big toenail around his mouth, softening it for the consumption of his dog, Jasper, he's thinking, oh, Dave, that's a banger.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny, Dave. I might do that. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, everybody. That was Is It Weird That I...
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Let me tell you, this coming Thursday, we have a very special live music Thursday as we have a European exclusive. European exclusive.
Exclusive.
U2 live from their residency at Sphere in Las Vegas.
Ooh.
And you can hear it exclusively on Absolute Radio this coming Thursday from 9. Now, this week on The Breakfast Show, it's all about our good friends with DIY Benefits Wix. And they're giving you the chance to win up to £2,000 to spend in-store or online to help you complete those small home or garden DIY projects that you have been putting off. We're talking painting and decorating, garden, tiles, flooring, those small little projects around the house that just need to get done. And if you fancy your chances and want to play our brand new game, head online to register to play. The website is absoluteradio.co.uk, which is exactly what listener Sarah did. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning to the team.
Sarah, hello. Welcome. Hello, hello. I asked Sarah which one of our stations she listens to. She was like, 80s all the way. Oh. Like one of those people who's so committed to Absolute 80s that the thought of even using the network disgusts her. It offends her. No, not 90s, not noughties, no. Not country. No way. I'm 80s and there's nothing yes. You can do to change it, Berry. And I like the passion. I like the commitment, Sarah. So let's talk about the lack of passion and commitment you have to finishing the projects in your house and garden. What's the state of play? What needs to be done? Where would the money be going?
We have got a massive rosemary bush in the garden that is nearly as big as the pond. So
okay. First world problems there.
Yeah.
Where your rosemary bush is as large as your pond, it is the worst, David, the worst.
You feel my pain.
I feel your pain, yeah, okay. So what are you going to do then? Move the rosemary bush or fill in the pond? What's the plan?
Well, I think we're going to get rid of the pond and extend out the deck in. I think that's first plan.
Okay.
And then while the garden, it's not a massive garden, but it's very green, not a lot of colour. So I think we want to get some raised sleepers and put some nice plants in and make it a bit more colourful as well.
Oh, that's lovely. That really is nice. I believe you also have a wooden bench that's been with the house since you bought it, which was 15 years ago.
I love this. So when we bought the house, there was this bench and the garden was a jungle and there was this bench and we thought, oh, it's going to be rotten. You know, they've left it, don't want it. And then when we looked at it, I thought, do you know what? This is a really solid bench. So over the years, we've stripped it and stained it. We've painted it. So I think it's painted at the moment, but it's looking a little bit on the flaky side. So I think we want to strip it and stain it again.
So it's like Trigger's broom then. It's like the same bench you found with the house, but it's got new legs, new seating area, new backing. Listen, we want to help you change all of that. We want you to achieve your project dreams, which is why we're going to be playing our brand new game, the Checkout Checkup.
Yeah.
Matt, it's over to you to explain to Sarah how this is going to work.
Well, using the theatre of the mind, that's where we're going to go today, Sarah. I'm going to put in a shift on the checkout at my local Wix in my brand new Wix fleece, which they gave me last week. Correctly remember, 10 items worth £200 each for your chance to win up to £2,000 to spend in-store or online. It's as simple as that, my little dashing decorator, Dave.
Okay, thank you very much indeed, Matt Dyson. Sarah, stay right there because we're going to be playing next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Every single day this week here on The Breakfast Show, our dear darling friends with DIY Benefits Wix are giving you the chance to win up to £2,000 to spend in-store or online to help you complete those small home or garden DIY projects that you've been putting off. Sarah has been waiting on line one. Sarah, you're the first person to play the Checkout Checkup. Are you ready?
I am ready.
You just need to remember 10 items to win up to £2,000. Each one's worth £200, of course. You can spend that in-store or online. You can get your garden sorted. It can be the garden of your dreams, which you've always wanted for the last 15 years. I wish you the best of luck. Let's do this, shall we?
Matt Dyson to check out. Matt Dyson to check out.
Okay, Matt Dyson, you're at the checkout?
Hi, Sarah. How are you? Just a little bit of chat before we start scanning.
Do you know what? Less chat, more scan. How's that?
Let's get scanning.
This is why I go self-service. There's a people like you, mate. So
let's scanning.
Let's wrap this up, shall we? Okay. Here we go. Sarah, pay attention.
No niceties, Sarah. Okay, your first item, a 210-litre water butt kit. A 100 litres of Wix bark chippings. Okay, some Everest ash floor tiles next. A Karcher K3 power control pressure washer.
paging Matt Dyson, spillage on aisle 14.
What? Get the in-stock cleaner to do that. I'm on the checkouts now. Okay, where was I? Some Wickes multi-purpose topsoil. Wickes decorative timber garden sleeper. I believe you're after one of those. A tin of Wickes vinyl matimol... Oh.
Matt Dyson to the paint aisle, please.
What? Yeah, it was a tin of Wickes.
I don't like you here, do they?
No, I've got to do so much.
This branch.
So much multitasking I can do. And next, a Kettering Darwin outdoor storage shed. It's a big one to scan. Some studwork, TLS timber.
Wickes will find a way.
And a set of mixed size paint brushes.
Oh, Matt Dyson to tools and workwear. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm here. So he's
already... Who are you? He's already here.
And tools. They meant tools.
Sarah, you've got 60 seconds. Good luck. Your time starts now.
Waterboat kit, bark chickens, that's floor tiles, touch, top soil, tender sleeper, vinyl mat emulsion, storage shed, studwork timber, mix size, size brushes, paint brushes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have absolutely no idea. How have you done?
All I can think is, we didn't start the fire.
Oh, yes. Channeling Billy Joel.
Yeah. Oh, and your time starts now.
Don't you say that again.
That was amazing.
Your time starts now. You just went, and then we just all looked at each other and went, should we just give her all the money? Yeah, I suppose we should.
Like 10 items.
Sarah, we have no idea what you just said, but you can have £2,000 worth of Wickes goodness. Well done.
You win on a technicality.
Spend that in store.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Good morning. Welcome along to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. And with that in mind, please note that at the end of this month, 10 weeks of tickets is going to be back. This is your chance to win your way into the biggest gigs and festivals of the summer. And we are doing it in style with the Isle of Wight Festival, Green Day, the Foo Fighters, Liam G, the Killers, Stevie Nicks, and many, many more. Now, this morning, a thing that mattered to me was the tale of your weekend told through emojis. You shared yours, and so I shared mine. My weekend in emojis. I've got the train emoji, the big red X emoji, the big black question mark emoji, then the slightly confused dark-haired young man going, huh? That's my weekend. Because despite spending my entire adult life travelling up and down and around the UK and mainly by train, yesterday, for the first time ever, I was forced to use a rail replacement service.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh,
your that's most beloved
bleakest.
Breakfast show host was on a coach.
On a coach, quite a long way as well, was it?
It was from Cambridge to Royston.
Oh, dear. Oh.
I had to drive to Cambridge on Saturday because I wanted to avoid the exact same issue.
Really?
Right, okay.
Wow.
Well, I didn't know about the issue.
Why did everyone go to Cambridge?
I went to Cambridge to see Cambridge United versus Charlton Athletic.
Of course.
And I went to see Charlton Athletic versus Cambridge United.
Yeah, that's right. Makes sense now. Yeah.
It's a meet cute if ever I've seen one. My thing is, I mean, that's fine. It happens.
Was
there'll be
was
people
it
listening
all
to this right now. It was awful.
Was it? Yeah.
Honestly, it was so awful. And look, no disrespect to Cambridge United. Their fans were great. Yeah. It was really nice to be there. And obviously, my love of Charlton lasts forever. But watching that game of football has made me fall out of love.
Really?
Wow. With football.
Oh, no.
It was that
what
poor.
What a glowing review
it
of
was
League
that
One.
Oh, my goodness. It was so, so poor.
Wow.
Anyway, so to compound my misery, so I buy my train ticket on the app, and it says there's one change, right? And I think, okay, because all the other options have got two changes. I think it's Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit squiffy. I've been at the football. It's been really depressing there.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have one change. So I get to Cambridge train station, and they say, you've got to get on the coach, Davey B.
Yeah.
Sip it like Davey do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, and then I've got the one change. They're like, no, this is your one change. So they advertise.
Right.
A change is changing train, not changing mode of transport.
Yeah.
You don't get a connecting between flight and that leg's on a hot air balloon, do you? You know what I mean? It's like, I expect to be on a train at least for the change. I don't mind going across the little bridge and back down, waiting around for 5 minutes. I've done that before, but don't call this a change, because now I'm on a coach in Royston.
You don't do coaches, do you? Come on,
I don't think I should have to do coaches. No, thank you for bringing that up, Matt.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
And that's it for your Monday morning. The first edition of The Breakfast Show of a brand new week is done and dusted and lives on forevermore in podcast form. But when did the podcast naming bell ring? Well, Matt, there's a lot for you to get through here.
Okay, rattle
through. So, he made you look good naked.
Yes, I met Gutter One earlier, yeah.
Then it was the handcuff emoji, Your Honour.
A crime admission on the emoji weekends.
Who fancies a shot of champion juice?
That's the frozen Portsmouth milk.
Gokwan wouldn't be impressed with you pressing down a screw top.
No, it's true. It's a good point from Geary, I think that was.
You're a real cutie, Phil.
That's Glenn.
Discard the gristle.
Oh, yes, a horrible story about eating bits of meat, yeah.
Snot rub raw.
Oh, an amazing story, that.
Rough tongues all over your legs. Yeah. And less chatting, more scanning.
What a show it's been. I think it's worth listening to the podcast just to hear about snot rub raw.
Agreed.
Let's not say anything else about it.
Okay.
You'll find out what that means.
Okay, so the name of the podcast is Snot Rub Raw. Leona Graham's going to be up next on Absolute Radio with her Tea Break Trivia, plus the details you need to grab £70,000 as part of Million Pound Make Me a Winner. As for us, we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. So as always, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.